this week. And Hanukkah time, many people travel. So a question that comes up is, what if a person is traveling on the night of Hanukkah? Let's say he's on a plane. So how is he supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah? He's not going to be home at that time. So the easiest solution in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah would be is if there are members of the household who are home. And they can light in the home, and the person is definitely Yotzei with their hadlaka, even if they're in a different time zone, he's certainly Yotzei with them. However, that's not always possible. And not only that, but it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Tarfei Shayin Zayin, Siv Gimel, that even if a person has members of the household lighting at home, if he's in a place where he's not going to see Hanukkah candles, then it would be preferable for him to light himself in order to be able to see the Hanukkah candles with his own eyes. So on the basis of these discussions, there are several contemporary Sfarim that take very seriously an idea which I would have thought would be a little bit outlandish, but take very, very seriously the possibility of lighting Hanukkah candles on the plane. Hanukkah candles on the plane. So as precedent for such an idea, they quote the Aruch HaShulchan, Tarfei Shayin Zayin, and the Maharsham, and others who write about lighting Hanukkah candles on a train. So that was a very common mode of transport in those times. People would take long train rides. So they write, light the Hanukkah candles on the train. And if you just light, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if you light just one candle, no one will be makbid, it's not a problem, and you'll be able to be yotzei in that fashion. So what about the fact that Lamaisa, come on a plane, they're not going to let you keep the candles lit on the plane. So these poskim write that best thing would be if maybe, who knows, maybe they'll let you keep it lit if you light it in a time when everyone's sleeping and they're not coming around, and maybe they'll even give you permission. You can light it in the kitchenette area. But if not, if someone else blows it out, we have halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Tarfei Shayin Gimel, Kavsa Ein Zakuk La. As long as you light it in a way which it can stay lit, so then you have an expectation that certainly it would be able to stay lit. So then if it gets blown out for some reason, you're still Yotze and it's not your problem. So that'd be the case here as well. If someone would come and blow it out for you, well, that's not your problem. And you can light on the plane, you should light on the plane with a bracha. This is the psak of Rabbi Tzal Stern in Bitzel HaChachma. If you look in Piskei Tshuvos in Tarfei Shayin Zayin, he quotes this without even any dissenting opinion. And the Nitei Gavriel, I believe, passes this way, and others as well. If you're personally going to have to blow it out, so then they write, then light without a bracha. There's a very nice new Torah website, Rasha Weiss, his Torah, torahbase.org. Check it out. It's very nice. So he has a tshuva about this topic, where he really disagrees strongly, both from halachic and practical considerations. So the question he was asked was, someone's traveling, and he spoke to two rabbanim in America. One of whom told him to light on the plane and then blow it out, and the other said light on the plane and then let the staff of the plane blow it out. You don't blow it out. So what do you think? So his answer is, I don't think you should light on the plane at all. So he has three. He tackles it from three angles. He says, first of all, you're really chayiv on a plane. So he thinks it's pashut that you're only chayiv to light Hanukkah candles if you're in a place which counts as some form of a bias. If you're just, you know, sleeping out under the stars, then you wouldn't be able to light Hanukkah candles at all. So what about the postman that said you could light on a train? So they felt that train would count as your bias for that period of time. Would the same count for a plane? You got around 3/4 of a foot of space they shove you in there. Would that necessarily count as a bias? So he's not certain that you'd even be chayiv. Furthermore, he says, even if you would light, you wouldn't be yotzei. He says, this din of kavsa ein zakuk la, that's if you have every expectation that it'll stay lit. The pasuk the Mishnah Berurah there already discusses, let's say you light it in a place where it has enough oil, has enough fuel to stay lit, but it's very, very windy. So it'll go out immediately. So you're not yotzei. So he says, what's the difference if it'll go out because the wind blows it out, or it'll go out because you know bivados that a person is going to come blow it out? Either way, that's not covered under kavsa ein zakuk la. So if you'd light in such a circumstance, then he says you would not be yotzei and it would be a bracha levatala. Finally, he writes that from a practical consideration perspective, he says it's dangerous to light on a plane. It actually is dangerous. I don't really understand. There's turbulence. I mean, he doesn't write the turbulence, but it is actually dangerous, and you don't have a right to go ahead and say, no, this time, for me, it's not dangerous. You don't have a right to make that decision. And even if you did, he says, to do something publicly in a way, which if a lot of people would do it, then certainly it would be very dangerous. That you certainly don't have a right to do. And finally, he says, you're on the plane. That's the property of a company. You don't have a right to use their rishus in a way which they don't allow you to use it. He says doing so would be a cheshash of gezel, and therefore, he says, one should not do so. I saw from Rav Yaakov Ariel as well. He doesn't write about the plane case, but he writes certainly to lighten someone's rishus in a way which is dangerous, and they don't give you permission to do so, even if nothing ends up happening. He says that's a ma'ase iser from the beginning, and you wouldn't be yotze; it would be a mitzvah abo b'aveira. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, if you get permission from the plane, highly unlikely, and you want to light without a bracha, then fine, you can light without a bracha. Personally, I think that the best recommendation in such a case would be, even if there's no household members at home, to appoint a shaliach if possible to light at home. But that's already a separate discussion. Have a wonderful day.